You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB. Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Joan McKenzie joins me now to talk books. Good morning.
Hello.
Now, this first book you're going to talk about, The Borrowed Hills by Scott Preston, this looks really interesting.
It is. I think it's a really special book, and I will say that it has some reasonably brutal elements to it, but the quality of the writing just makes it sublime. I believe it's his first ever book, and I can't believe that he's never written one before. So it's set in 2001 in Cumbria near the Lake District, when foot and mouth was rampant and farmers were having to get rid of all of their stock. And there's two guys, William and Steve, who live on adjoining farms, and they do what's required of them until there's only some sheep left, and at that point they decide they're going to try and hide them from the authorities, but they're bereft. And William takes up with some shyster that he comes across and whips up this plan whereby they're going to head south some significant distance away, and they're going to steal a pedigree flock from a farmer in the south and bring it home so that they've got something to be going on with. And his neighbour Steve is caught up in this, and the person, this shyster, who is the criminal mind who masterminds the whole thing and helps them get these sheep back, has an extraordinary influence on the environment and the house where they live, and everything starts to go south from there. It's beautifully written.
I just like the setting, because I think here in New Zealand, you know, we have farmers have had to go through that horrific experience of having to kill their stock, and we've seen that. I don't know, it just intrigued me, that setting.
Yes,
and reading
about the heartbreak of men
absolutely.
Who really care for their animals.
Okay, tell me about A Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci.
Well, David Baldacci has written a lot of books, a lot. And I've read most of them because I think that he's always interesting and he's always on the right side of things for me.
Yeah.
I would say that this is, without question, his best book ever. It's set in 1968. It's after the killings of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. So America is in a bit of a state of anxiety. And the Civil Rights Bill has been passed. But this book, which is set in Virginia, state of Southern Virginia, you wouldn't know that the Civil Rights Bill has been passed. And there's a young black man who is accused of murdering the two elderly white people for whom he works. And eventually his wife is also charged with that murder. And a local lawyer, a young white man called Jack Lee, stands up and says, "I will defend this man because I absolutely believe he did not do it." But he doesn't have all of the experience on his own to run the case. And a young woman a young black woman comes and joins him. So you've got a black and white legal team. You've got the young black defendants versus the elderly white people. And you have the local police force and judiciary. And I've known for years that there's been issues with racism in America. This is not breaking news. But I read this book, and the degree to which you could see it was entrenched is staggering. And I think this is Baldacci's most personal book ever. It took him 10 years to write it. Because he grew up himself in Richmond, Virginia, he was a child within that environment, and then he went on to become an attorney himself. I think he really understands it, and he's worked very hard to produce this book, which is astonishingly good to read, but also mind-blowing for me in the environment that it's set in.
Amazing. Hey, I just want to say very quickly, of course, heading into the school holidays, if you happen to be taking a bit of a break with your kids and things, I've just finished a book you recommended, David McCloskey's Moscow X. Perfect for the holiday read.
It was wonderful, isn't it? Great premise, great execution.
Yeah, no, I agree. So there we go. That's my recommendation. Joan's recommendations, however, are The Borrowed Hills by Scott Preston and also A Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci. We'll talk next week, Joan.
See you then.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.